It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Live in green tonight, Nate Lull with you on. Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's the Green Trojans taking on the Sydney Warriors. It's a boys' MAC battle tonight. We appreciate you listening along on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, I'm Nate Lull, and I want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler Auto Sales has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Set to be a great one here tonight, folks. These two teams played in a non-league game early in the year, went into overtime. That game was at Sydney High School, and the Warriors walked away with a two-point victory, 56-54. Could have gone either way, though. That was really a great game early in the season and a good test for both of these teams. So the rematch is tonight. I'm sure the Green is hungry for this one, and Sydney is trying to make sure that they go 2-for-2 here this year against the Trojans. And this is the big one because it's for the standings in the MAC, and both these teams definitely have a good chance of getting into the top four, which is essentially the semifinals of the MAC playoffs. So stay tuned. It's a good night to stay inside, listen on the radio. You know, we have some of that blustery snow going on out there, some cold temperatures. So if you didn't make it over to the game tonight, buckle up and stay safe and stay warm, and we'll take you the rest of the way. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. It's the Sydney Boys in Green tonight on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. A big thank you, as always, to our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo, back in the Main Street Sydney studios. If you've never come over here to Green, they have done a great job with the gym. The new lighting in here is fantastic. The floor looks solid. The Trojan logo in the middle of the floor really pops, so it's a great place to call a game. I'm up actually off the floor. Usually I'm somewhere down on the baseline or on the sideline, but here in Green I get a great little position up above the floor where I really have a great vantage point for everything here. So one of my favorite places to call a game. We were here earlier in the year. The Green boys were trailing Unadilla Valley by 16 points in the second half, came back and won that game 47-42. Probably one of the craziest games we'll see all year. So you definitely can't count out the Green Trojans if they get down in this contest because they're a team that just doesn't quit. So our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has two lots, over 150 vehicles, great selections, and a great selection of rentals, too, for just $35 a day. So check them out at butlerautosales.com. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. We'll be back. The Green Boys hosting Sydney tonight. It's High School Hoops on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Live from GCS tonight, the Green Trojans hosting the Sydney Warriors in boys MAC action. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO. Here's your starting lineups for visiting Sydney and longtime head coach Mike Brzee. They have senior number 3, Ryan Harris. Junior number 4, Liam Matthews. Junior number 5, John Palmatier. Senior number 15, Matt Hoskins. And senior number 22, Mike Gravelin. And congratulations to Harris and to Matthews, both selected as all-state football players. Just announced yesterday from their fantastic football season here this fall. On the other side for head coach Chris Rice and the Green Trojans, they have junior number 1, Nate Berry, senior number 10, Brendan Whitaker. They have senior number 13, Spencer Crump, junior number 21, Nate Erickson, and junior number 00, Evan Walters. And also congratulations to Nate Erickson, who was named to that same New York State football all-state team. So a lot of football talent, a lot of basketball talent on the floor here tonight for both the Warriors and the Trojans. If you want to see that full list, it is on my Twitter page, which is on WCDOsports.com. Sydney and Green pretty much had the majority of the local Class D players that were on there, a couple representing each school, but Walton, Deposit Hancock, there were a couple other players in Class D, and in Class B, there was one from Oneonta, Ryan Packard, and then Eric Conant from Norwich was also on the list there in Class B. So that list came out yesterday. It's all right there on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream and WCDOsports.com is brought to you by SFCU. It's Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's banking easier. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms tonight. The white trim says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Green is in the home whites with the green trim. How appropriate. Trojans in green lettering across the front of the chest there. And jumping it up will be Liam Matthews here for Sydney and Nate Berry for Green. And we are underway as Green will go right to left as they win the opening tip from Barry. And we're underway here at GCS between the Trojans and the Warriors. Green with the basketball. Top of the key, they'll work it to the right side for Brandon Whitaker. Whitaker back for Erickson. His pass was tipped there by Ryan Harris, but still gets to its intended destination in Spencer Clump. 15 on the shot clock. Green works it back to the right side on their opening possession of the night. Here is Barry at the foul line, double-teamed by Matthews and Harris. Down to 8 on the shot clock now. Green looking to work it around. Very patient. Spencer Klump steps back. It was partially blocked there by John Pommetier. Sidney comes away with the basketball. In transition, here is Mikey Gravelin. Wants to take it to the rim, and he's fouled as he goes up for a right-handed layup. With 7:20 to go in the first quarter, we're scoreless early here between Sidney and Green. And here is Mikey Gravelin stepping to the line. He had 26 points the other night in a big win over Harpersville. You know, he's kind of a quiet shooter, more of a ball handler, a distributor normally, but he got hot from three-point land the other night. Ends up with 26, and he gets his first bucket to go here tonight, so Sidney takes the early 1-0 lead. So when he decides to shoot from the outside, it does go in a lot of the time. 2-for-2 as Gravelin gets fouled, goes to the line, makes both shots, and it's a 2-0 lead for Sidney over Green on the road with 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Erickson zips it down the floor. And ahead now for Spencer Klump. Works it down low for Evan Walters. Back for Klump, and they'll say he traveled in the paint. Ball will go back to Sidney with 7:10 to go in the first quarter. Sidney 2, Green nothing. Nice crowd here on hand tonight at GCS for this midweek contest between GCS and Sidney. Left side of the floor for Ryan Harris. Again, Sidney's in the maroon with the white trim going left to right. Here's John Pommetier. Thought about a dribble drive. Pulls it back out. Now works it down low for Hoskins. Back out, Liam Matthews. 15-footer on the right wing. Up and good. And Liam Matthews with his first basket. And Sidney leads 4-0 over Green with 6:40 to go in the first quarter. Trojans quickly in transition. They'll pull up for a jumper on the right side there from Brandon Whitaker. It's too strong. Rebound Pommetier. He's on the run. Pommetier stops, pops from about 20 feet out on the right wing side. No good. Hoskins skies for a rebound, leaves it off for Harris, who tried to dish it right back to him, and it was too strong of a pass off his fingertips and out of bounds. And Green will get the ball back. Sidney coming with a little full court pressure. Green looking to handle this. Looks like a little bit of a 2-2-1 press. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Here's Nate Berry on the baseline. Tried to pass one through on the baseline there, looking for Evan Walters. Banged off the knee there of Harris, out of play, and we'll stay with the Trojans. 6:20 to go, first quarter here in Green. It's a 4-0 lead for Sidney over the Green Trojans. Ball is loose in the paint and picked up here, a steal for Sidney. And here comes Ryan Harris across the midcourt timeline in front of the Green bench on the right wing side. Seating is only on the far side here tonight, if you're picturing listening at home. Only seating on the one side. I'm on the same side as the benches. And so the ball is over on the crowd side left wing. Here is Hoskins back up top for Pommetier, 15 on the shot clock. Now into the hands of Gravelin, back for Pommetier.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sidney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sidney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hi, and welcome back. Sorry for the technical difficulties there, folks. In the meantime, it's the Sidney boys leading Green 7-2 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Green with the basketball. Evan Walters with a pull-up shot there. It's off the mark and no good. A rebound for Liam Matthews back down the floor. Matthews wants to take it to the rim. He's fouled. Can't get the shot to go. And we'll head to the line. So a 7-2 lead here in the first quarter for Sidney. With 4:43 to go in this first quarter, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks again for listening in tonight on 100.9 FM. First shot here from Matthews is too strong at the line, off the back of the rim. Second shot coming up here for Liam Matthews with 4:43 to go here in this first quarter. Matthews settles in. And second shot is up and good. I know that's something he's been working on recently. He's had some trouble at the line this year. He's trying to fix that, as all good players do when they have some sort of a weakness or a down point in their game. 4.5 to go, first quarter. 8-2 is the score. Sidney is on top of Green. Left side three on that left wing side for Brandon Whitaker. It's off the mark. Liam Matthews will bring down the rebound. Let's see who this call is on. This is going to be a foul on Ryan Harris, who was jockeying for position down low. And the call is on him. That's his first and the team's first. Green gets the ball in. They'll work it directly down low on the right low block to the 6'6 big man, Evan Walters. Foul is going to be on Sydney as Walters was trying to work his way to the right low block. Hoskins will be whistled for the foul for Sydney. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. It is Sydney leading 8-2, so that's his first and the team's second. So both teams with two fouls apiece. Green with the basketball. Spencer Klump on the right side, setting up the offense. Green trying to get into some flow here. Sydney's defense has disrupted things a little bit so far. They work it down low. Evan Walters, baby hook, turnaround shot won't go. Did everything but finish there, and a rebound for Sydney, and they're sprinting ahead. Here's Mikey Gravelin, wants to take it to the rim, up and in. Gravelin gets it to go. He has 4 points, and it's 10-2 with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Klump back across midcourt. Gets down low, dishes off for Walters. Excellent play there, and Walters has a quick 4 points, and it's 10-4. Sydney is on top of Green with 3:35 to go in this first frame. Gravelin gets across midcourt. Behind the back dribble, buys himself some space here, but then threw a bad pass and was picked off by Green's Brandon Whitaker. Ahead now for Erickson, knocked out of bounds by Gravelin, who was hustling back. And it'll stay with Green with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Coming off the bench is Nate Parker here for Green. And this is one thing that the Trojans certainly have is a deep bench, and they're not afraid to use a lot of height on the bench as well, a lot of size. Green wants the inbounds pass to go to Walters. It goes through his hand, slipped away, and Sydney will come up with it. Gravelin looks to get across midcourt, and the Trojans logo there. Leaves one here for Ryan Harris, left side for Palmateer. Palmateer, a dribble drive, gets around his man, dishes into the corner for Harris on the left wing side. Now for Hoskins, they'll work it back to the top of the key, and the arc to the right side for Liam Matthews. He dribble drives right side, back out for Hoskins, 10 on the shot clock. For Harris, left side, his three ball is short, draws nothing but air, and a rebound for Nate Berry for Green. Trojans in transition, ahead for Erickson, shakes and bakes, dumps one off down low, tipped away, and another steal here by the Warriors. Tough pass there for Green through traffic, and they couldn't get it to go. Palmateer takes it to the rim, it was blocked, gets it back, kicks it out, straight away three for Harris, too strong, too much spice on that one, and a rebound for Nate Parker as he windexes the glass. Outlet pass for Spencer Klump, he gets stuck in a tough spot on the baseline, ball out of bounds, last touch by Sydney. With 2.5 to go in the first quarter, it is Sydney leading Green 10-4 on the road here tonight in MAC action. Erickson will get the ball in, and he will find Nate Parker. Parker will reverse to the far side for Spencer Klump. Green's in the white uniforms with the green trim. Down low for Erickson. Pull-up jumper, no good. Walters is right there and uses that big 6'6" frame to buy himself some space, scoops up the rebound, and puts it home. He's got 6 points, all 6 points that Green has put on the board tonight have come from Evan Walters. So we come up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 10-6. Sydney is on top of Green on the road. It's a tight one so far. Green trying to hang tough after a little bit of a slow start. Back out, Palmateer, right side from downtown, buries it. John Palmateer's first basket of the night, and Sydney leads 13-6 with 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Erickson, long pass ahead for Walters, tipped out of bounds, last touch though, by Hoskins, who was trying to save it desperately there. So it'll stay with Green. Walters will go to the bench after a nice opening start with those 6 points, and Tristan Austin will come in for the Trojans. Sydney leading 13-6 on the road here tonight at GCS. Left wing corner for Nate Parker, tried to feed one down low. It was intercepted there by Harris, and Sydney will work it back up the floor. Sydney going left to right. Here's Harris at the top of the arc. Drives to the right side. Dishes off for Mikey Gravelin, who hands one off now for Palmateer. Chest pass for Harris, right side. Three-point line extended in front of the Green bench. Skips across the defense. Elbow corner shot here on the left wing side for Matthews is too strong. Rebound for Klump, and he's shot out of a cannon. Trying to go coast to coast. Shot won't go. Rebound for Berry, and the left-handed finish is good for Nate Berry. And it's 13-8 with 1:10 to go in this first quarter. It's been back and forth and exciting here, as now there's a steal at midcourt by Green. Here's Nate Parker after he picked the pocket and goes up for the right-handed layup. He's fouled, and Mikey Gravelin is whistled for the infraction, and Parker is going to go to the line here for the Trojans. So our score at the moment is Sydney 13 and Green 8. Parker to the line. First shot for Parker is no good with 1:03 to go in this first quarter. Fometeer to the bench, and the senior Levi Green will step in here for the Warriors. Second shot coming for Parker. He's 0 for 1 so far. This one is too strong. Rebound is last touch there by Barry out of play, and it goes to Sydney. Green coming with some full court pressure. Sydney will get to get it in. Mikey Gravelin in the backcourt, double teamed, but he's fouled by Parker with a minute to go after he got the pass off. You can see no love lost between these two teams, that's for sure. Tight defense in your shorts, and they're really getting after it. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sydney leads 13-8. Liam Matthews in transition, tries a bounce pass to the right side, stolen away though by Green, and then taken right back by Sydney before it even got to midcourt. And now a kick by Green as Hoskins tried to bounce pass to the interior. Parker got his shoe in the way, and it ricochets out of bounds and will stay with the Warriors with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. It is Sydney 13 and Green 8. Inbounds pass to Levi Green. Works it down to the right low block here for Liam Matthews. Had it poked away from behind. Green in transition. Erickson will find Parker. He lays it up and in. And it's Sydney 13 and Green 10. Long pass ahead. A home run ball here for Liam Matthews. He got behind the defense. Lays it in. He has 5 points. And it's Sydney 15 and Green 10 with 20 seconds to go first quarter. In transition, a pull-up three-pointer from Nate Berry is no good. The rebound works its way back out to him with 15 seconds left into the hands of Nate Erickson. He'll pump the brake, slow it down. They'll play for the last shot. Shot clock is off. 10 seconds left, first frame. Left side, Erickson gets into the paint using that explosive quickness to get to the rim, gets the bucket, and he's fouled. Nate Erickson, actually with his first bucket of the night on that little Dr. J finger roll, and he's going for the old-fashioned three-point play with 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. It is Sydney 15 and Green 12. So Erickson settles in, and the shot is good. Rattled that one home. 3 seconds left. Gravelin with a half-court heave. It's going to be short from Sydney. And at the end of the first quarter, it's Sydney 15, Green 13, second quarter coming up. Thanks for listening to live basketball action tonight on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter here at Green. It is the Sydney Warriors leading Green 15-13 in a back-and-forth contest so far. Sydney kind of had the better start, but Green weathered the storm a little bit, worked their way back into it. And just as it was the first time these two teams played, a game that went to overtime and Sydney won by two, it's a tight one here so far. Here's Ryan Harris at the top of the key. A lot of body there as he gets a pass stolen away by Nate Erickson. No call from the Zebra crew. Back up the floor here for the Trojans. Right side of the floor for Parker, and they'll say he traveled with 7:40 to go in the second quarter. 15-13 the score. Sydney will get the ball back in the backcourt, and Green is going to bring some full-court pressure. Mikey Gravelin is in the backcourt, looking to punch his way through, and he does. Gravelin, chest pass, finds Levi Green, spots up for three, right side, hit the rim. It was just a little too short. Skying for the rebound and ripping it down was Nate Berry. Left side of the floor, Berry with a little dribble, picks it up, leaves it for Erickson, and Green will look to run the offense. Miscommunication there, though, as Berry went for a cut. Erickson went to pass it back to him. Nobody was home, and the ball flies out of bounds with 7:20 to go in the second quarter, and the score still Sydney 15 and Green 13. Liam Matthews with the ball will pass into the backcourt for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin ahead now with a chest pass for Pommettier. Left side in front of the crowd here tonight. And if this stays a tight game, I'm sure this crowd's going to get really rowdy and into it. Back right wing side for Ryan Harris. Little killer crossover. Dishes one back out for Green. And out of the foul line for Liam Matthews. Left side, Harris pulls up for three. It's short. Matthews cleans up the mess, though. A little tip drill on the rebound. He's got 7 points, and it's 17-13. Sydney leads by four. Green in transition. Ahead for the big man, Evan Walters. Gets down the floor quick for the big fella. Puts it up and in. He's got 8 points. Back to a two-point game. Sydney 17, Green 15. A kick on Green is the call as Sydney brings it back up the floor. Harris was trying a bounce pass to the interior, and it was kicked by Erickson. Levi Green to the bench. Colby Finch will be in for Sydney with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. It is Sydney 17, Green 15. Trojans go to the bench with Alec Frere will be checking in for Spencer Klump. So Green now with certainly a size advantage out on the floor with these big guys. Doesn't matter here on this possession as Harris gets a backdoor cut and in the land of the trees puts it up and in. Sydney leads by 4, 19-15 with 6.5 to go in the first half. Nate Berry skips across the top of the zone. The pass was a little too far in front of Alec Ferry. He had to save it from going out of bounds. Kicked it back in. And on that play, Sydney's going to pick up a foul. That's going to be on Colby Finch, his first team's fifth. So here's the foul situation. Sydney with 5 and Green with 3. Inbounds pass to guess who? Evan Walters. He's got 10. Easy layup for him, and it's back to a two-point game. Sydney 19 and Green 17 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Pommettier left side. Now we'll find Liam Matthews. Matthews dishes here for Mikey Gravelin. Gravelin is on the floor but has it roped away there by Erickson. Ahead for Parker. Puts it up. No, it was partially blocked from behind there by Ryan Harris. Guys wrestling and scrambling on the floor there for it with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll see what the call is here from the officials. And it looks like they're just going to give the ball back here to Sydney. I think I missed something there. I think maybe the ball went out of bounds. Either way, it goes back to Sydney. Green wanted a foul, but it was a nice hustle play by Sydney's Ryan Harris to get back and partially block that shot. Either way, Sydney comes up with the ball. They go to Matthews, now to Pommettier in the corner. Fires up a three, draws nothing but air. Green with the rebound. Ahead now for Erickson. Erickson in transition, stops, leaves it for Parker, wants a three. They leave him wide open, and this one won't go. Rebound, though, for Berry. He wasn't boxed out, and he's easily able to just snatch up that rebound and put it in. We're tied at 19 with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Harris back down the floor, throws up a three ball, and that's no good. Sydney is ice cold from downtown right now. Berry back down the floor. It was blocked out of there by Harris, and Sydney will pick it up, and the track meet continues. Here is Liam Matthews, tries to take it to the rim, and there'll be a blocking call on Green's Nate Erickson. And we talked a lot about it in the first matchup of the year, is that there's a lot of football players on both of these two teams, and I think that rivalry has definitely stayed over from the fall into the winter here with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Matthews to the line, first shot, in and out. Hit the rim, I would say, 4 times total, and it wouldn't go down. So we stay tied up at 19 apiece with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. And Matthews will step to the line. Officials want to give the ball back to the official on the baseline. Matthews already had the ball in his hands. He had to give it back, and we'll reset here. Now Matthews with the ball in his hands again, fires this one up, too strong. Rebound for Nate Berry, so foul shooting continues to be a little bit of a problem for Sydney with 5 minutes to go before the halftime break. We're tied at 19. Right side of the floor for Spencer Klump. Taking his time, now dribbles up to the top of the key. We'll leave one for Nate Parker. Parker picks up his dribble, tries to pass to the interior for Alec Frere. Good turnaround move, partially blocked by Gravelin. Last touch by Sydney, ball stays with the Green Trojans. With 4:50 to go in the second quarter, we're tied up at 19 apiece. Trojans looking to get it in, and they will to Frere, and he's fouled by Harris with 4:48 to go in the second quarter. And so this is going to be the sixth team foul on Sydney and the second personal on Harris, and we'll send the 6'4" junior Alec Frere to the line. And he'll settle in for 2 shots here, trying to give the Trojans the lead. First shot for Frere is up and good. Perfect shot there from Frere to give the Trojans the lead here, 20-19. Second one coming for the junior big man. Second shot is a little too strong, too much spice on that one, but he tracks down his own rebound, and Green will keep the possession alive with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Green leading 20-19. Berry down low, had his pocket picked from behind there. Good defense by Sydney, but they'll give it right away. A costly turnover. Green in transition, tries for a little breakaway layup on a 2-on-1, but Mikey Gravel is able to get his foot on a bounce pass, and that'll bring up a whistle. Ball will stay with Green, but Sydney saves a little breakaway layup. Timeout is taken here by Sydney with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. It is Green leading Sydney 20-19 in boys MAC basketball action tonight at GCS here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. 20-19 is the score. Green Trojans on top of the Sydney Warriors in boys basketball action. It's a league game tonight here in the MAC, and it's a big one. Green gets the ball in, going right to left, and a traveling violation on Spencer Klump. And I think Ryan Harris just got bailed out there because there was a lot of contact as Klump went to go around him, and I thought that was going to be Harris's third foul. Instead, they called the travel there on Klump. 4:20 to go, second quarter. It is Green by a point, 20-19, in another chapter of this great rivalry between Sydney and Green. Here is Matthews with a left-handed layup. In transition, through the paint, he is fouled and will go to the line. And so Matthews will settle in to shoot two. Stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. A lot of other good MAC games going on tonight. We'll give you a little preview of all those. First shot for Matthews at the line is short and no good, so it remains a one-point deficit here for the Warriors, 20-19. Sydney led at 1.8-2 in this contest. Green has come back, and we are now tied 20-20 as Matthews with 8 points gets that to go. So he goes 1-for-2 at the line. And they'll go to Frere with a bounce pass, a little turnaround shot from the foul line, no good. Hustles gets his own rebound, but then lost control of it, and Harris will bring it up the floor. And they're going to call a carry on Ryan Harris as he was splitting through two defenders there right on the Trojans logo at midcourt, lost control of it for a second. And so the ball goes back to Green with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 20-20 is the score. The Warriors and Trojans all tied up. The fans a little bit quiet, a little bit subdued at the moment. So we'll see if one of these two teams can get them riled up. Here's Klump, tries to take it to the rim and dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. So both teams are struggling, holding on to the ball here a little bit in this back-and-forth affair. Erickson will check back into the ball game here, and Klump is going to have a seat. With 3:50 to go in this second quarter, Mikey Gravelin in the backcourt will bring it up. Green waiting for him right at midcourt. Chest pass to Palmateer on the left side of the floor for Sydney. Palmateer with a dribble drive into the paint, down low at the left low block, lost it, and again another turnover, and Green will bring it up. And it's not like just one team is struggling. I think both teams are struggling a little bit with the turnover game here in the first half. Erickson at the top of the key reverses far side, right side for Nate Parker. No good. Who's there? Walters. Count the bucket on the rebound, and he's fouled. Evan Walters with 12 points, and he's going to the line looking for the three-point play as Green now leads 22-20 with 3:20 to go in this second frame. Walters has been very consistent tonight. When they can get him the ball, it's gone pretty well. Walters' foul shot is too strong, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down, and Matthews is there to jump out of the gym for that rebound and rip it down. Matthews dribbles up the left side of the floor, reversing right side Palmateer. Sydney's in their own offensive end of the floor. Now to Harris. Straight away, give and go, back for Palmateer, who is cutting through the lane. His shot is too strong. A rebound for Green. Parker with a lob pass ahead for Berry, left side. Ferry gives it right back to Parker. Pull-up jumper in the lane. No good. Walters is there, and he puts it home. Walters with 14, and Sidney's just not getting a body on the big man, and it's 24-20. Green with a four-point lead with 2:45 to go before the halftime break. Here's Harris at the top of the key, setting up the offense here for the Warriors. Matthews tried to give it right back to him and telegraph that pass, and Green comes away with it with another steal. Here's Nate Berry right side as Green goes right to left. Erickson gives it back to Berry. Wanted to step in on a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Back out Erickson from NBA range. Splash from downtown. Nate Erickson buries the three. He's got 6 points. Timeout for Sidney. Green takes their biggest lead of the game so far, 27-20, with 2:22 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sidney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sidney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sidney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sidney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sidney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sidney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sidney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Trojans with a 27-20 lead over visiting Sidney here in boys' MAC action tonight at GCS. I'm Nate Lull. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer. Back in our Sidney Main Street studios, four games on tap this week. We had one last night, of course, one here tonight, and we'll have a boys' game tomorrow and a boys' game on Friday as well. We'll talk more about that during our halftime break. Sidney needs to try to get a couple of buckets to get back in this game if you're a Warriors fan before the halftime break. Here's Mikey Gravelin. Dishes one off for Colby Finch. Puts it up. The layup won't go, but he is fouled at the right low block for Sidney, and Colby Finch will step to the line. Finch has been getting some more minutes over the last couple of contests, and he's made the most of it. He's done a good job rebounding and doing some of the little things inside that Sidney was looking for. So Finch will settle in. First shot is short and won't go. So again, our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. We'll break down this game and several other games that are happening tonight. There's a big one over in Delhi, the UV boys are visiting the DA Bulldogs, so we'll see if we can get an update out of there. They were tipping off at 7:15 as well. Colby Finch's second shot is good. So he makes it Green 27, Sidney 21, so a six-point ball game with 2 minutes to go until the halftime break. Bounce pass right side for Nate Berry. Berry skips across the top of the zone here for Spencer Klump. Klump back across for Berry. Spots up for a three in the corner. Too strong, rebound John Pommettier. Goes into the land of the skyscrapers there and rips it down, one of the smaller guys on the floor. Pommettier will find Gravelin. NBA 3, left side, left it short. Skim the front of the rim. Good hustle by Finch on the rebound to save it, but it goes right to Green. Now a steal by Sidney. Ball is bouncing all over the place, and Green's going to come away with it. Down low to Alec Frere, who was left all alone in all that confusion, and he lays it up and in. And it's Green 29, Sidney 21. A minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Sidney will pump the brakes, slow it down. Right side of the floor as they go left to right. They'll get it to the top of the key for Pommettier. Chest pass for Matthews. Matthews with a good fake from triple threat position goes to Colby Finch in the corner. Splash with a jumper from about 10 feet on the right baseline for Colby Finch. And it's 29-23. A minute to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor. Alec Frere spots up for three. Left side won't go. And Matthews with a rebound, and he is fouled underneath. They're going to get a hold here on Green's Tristan Austin. Here's our team foul situation. Both teams with seven. That's the first personal on Austin. And so here's Matthews to the line, and he has 8 points. And with 55 seconds to go before the halftime break, these are key. He's been to the line. He's been hot and cold. And so stepping in will be Liam Matthews. Matthews settling in. First shot is good here for Matthews. So he has 9 now. Second one coming here for, again, the first team All-State football selection just announced yesterday. Matthews' second shot won't go. Nate Berry with the rebound. Berry will work it up the floor. 50 seconds to go before the halftime break. And now a steal by Sydney. Colby Finch stepped in front of a pass, gives it to John Pommettier, back across midcourt. Pommettier rips it down, finds Levi Green, who's into the game. He goes inside, tried to dish one off there for Finch. It banged off the leg of Evan Walters and out of bounds. 38 seconds to go, second quarter. Green leading at 29-24. This would be big for Sydney if they could get a bucket on this possession. Pommettier right side. Now goes to Gravelin, back for Pommettier. Pommettier setting up the offense. 15 to go on the shot clock. Down low here for Matthews. He tried to dish it on a backdoor cut for Gravelin, and Green was right there to take it away with Spencer Klump. Read that pass very well. 20 seconds to go. Here's Frere. Right side, skips across the top of the defense. Step in, 20-footer for Klump, won't go. Walters, the big man, finds it, dishes one over to Tristan Austin. That won't go. Green still fighting for the rebound. Finally, Sydney pulls it away. 5 seconds left. Ahead here for Levi Green. He puts it up. That one won't go. Green will get the rebound. They try a half-court heave that will come up short, and that'll be our halftime break. With the score, Green 29 and Sydney 24. A frantic last couple of minutes there between the Trojans and the Warriors. And this is going to be a tight ball game the rest of the way. You can certainly tell that. So our halftime score is Green 29 and Sydney 24. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. The accident is bad enough, so we do our best to give you a positive experience after the accident. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Halftime here at Green Central School in a MAC boys contest tonight. It's the Green Trojans leading the visiting Sydney Warriors 29-24. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. You can always go back anytime on our website and listen back to these games. You can look at all our award winners from past games. You can look at my Twitter feed where we try to post all the scores that we can, the stats, the pictures every night. It's all courtesy of SFCU at WCDOsports.com. Right now, it is time for our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Here is our scoring summary in the first half. First for Sydney, 9 points for Liam Matthews, 5 for Ryan Harris, 4 for Mike Gravelin, and then 3 apiece for Colby Finch and for John Pommetier. Other side for Green, a big first half effort from the 6'6 big man, Evan Walters. He has 14 points. Nate Erickson at 6, Nate Berry with 4, Alec Frere with 3, and Nate Parker with 2. So Evan Walters using his size advantage on the inside to get a bunch of rebounds, a couple of lobs into him that he was able to finish off for some easy points. So he has a game high so far. 14 points for Green, that's Evan Walters. And Liam Matthews with 9 points so far to lead the Sydney Warriors. I said that we would look at the out-of-town scoreboard a little bit. Let's see. Halftime. Wow, I'm not. And the person who sent this to me said, you will not believe this. It's halftime between the Delhi boys and UV. Delhi is winning 10-9. And they wrote, that is not a typo. Rich Lalash leads all scorers with 6 points. That is absolutely unbelievable. I can't believe that at halftime between those two teams that can really fill it up, Delhi is leading 10-9. That is absolutely unbelievable. So we'll have to keep an eye on that game going forward. Other games going on tonight, the Walton boys are at Unitego, and Deposit Hancock is at Harpersville. Those are the boys' MAC games going on tonight. On the girls' side, it's more of Tri-Valley and Delaware League tonight. Downsville at Hunter Tannersville was postponed. Downsville didn't have school today. Due to some winter weather. Skenevis is at GMU. Worcester's at Edmiston. Davenport is at South Courtright. Morris is at Franklin. That's a huge girls game tonight, a rematch of last year's Tri-Valley Championship game. So that's a big one going on over at FCS tonight. Stanford's at Roxbury, and Sharon Springs is at Cherry Valley Springfield. Yes, we do cover all those teams, and if you're a fan or have a relative that plays at any one of those schools, I try to have all those scores every night right on WCDOsports.com. All right, we'll take a break. Our halftime score here, Green, leading Sydney 29-24. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Gifford's, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We're coming to you live from Green tonight. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito, or you can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Halftime score here, Green Boys leading Sydney 29-24. And again, folks, you're not hearing this incorrectly. It's not a typo. The Delhi boys are leading UV 10-9 at halftime over at DA. I'm told it's a lot of fouls, a lot of great defense, a lot of hustle, and just everyone is struggling to put the ball in the hole tonight. So that is not the score I expected from halftime between UV and Delhi, but that's what we have. So we'll keep an eye on that game as well. Both teams back out on the floor warming up. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. Green leading Sydney 29-24. I'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. We're live in Green tonight. The Green boys leading 29-24 over Sydney. And again, just that halftime score is 10-9 at Delhi boys on top of UV at the break over at Delaware Academy. So we'll keep an eye on that one. That could get interesting. Sounds more like a football score that we would expect at halftime than a basketball score. But, hey, that happens some nights. And you never know in the MAC. You really don't. Anybody could beat anybody on any given night. We're back underway. Start of the third quarter here in Green. The Trojans with the basketball going left to right. Into the corner now for Brandon Whitaker. Back out straight away. Three ball for Erickson. Got it. Erickson starting to heat up. He's got 9 points. That's a good start to the third quarter there for Green. It's the Trojans leading the Warriors now 32-24. Sydney will have to answer. Here's Palmateer, left side of the floor. Sydney's in the maroon with the white trim going right to left. Green is in the home whites with the green trim. Ryan Harris spots up for three. Left it short. Not enough air under that one. Rebound is picked up here by Liam Matthews. Lost it, though, to Nate Berry. And Berry's going to take off sprinting down the right side of the floor. Berry stops. Underhand pass into the corner for Spencer Klump. Baseline drive, leaves it for Walters. His shot won't go down. Rebound off the glass and in. And Sydney just doesn't have an answer for the 6'6 junior, Evan Walters, and it's 34-24. Palmateer in transition. Dribble drive on the baseline. Tries to dish one through the Green defense, and it's stolen away by Nate Berry. And Green has come out very strong here in the opening minute of the third quarter. Back across for Whitaker. Bounce pass. They try to feed it into Walters again. This time it won't get through. It's just a wall of Sydney defenders. And back across midcourt it comes. Here is Harris. Outside the three-point line. Harris will leave it for Palmateer. Sydney slowing things down here. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Warriors find themselves down 34-24 on the road. And a tough environment here at Green. Here is Palmateer again. Another steal by Nate Berry. Berry will bring it down the floor. Dishes one off here. And this one rolls around the rim. Brandon Whitaker couldn't get it to go. It rolled all the way around the world and then popped free. Wouldn't go down. Sydney in transition. Palmateer is going to fire up a three ball. Rattles in and out. A rebound for Berry. He's doing a little bit of everything to start this third quarter. And with 6 minutes to go in the third, it's Green 34, Sydney 24. Right side of the floor. Erickson down low for Walters. He's right there to put it in.
Walters has got 18. Sydney doesn't have an answer, and it's 36-24. Sydney's got to figure that one out. Here's Palmateer, gets bodied by Erickson down low, and there will be a foul on Erickson. First foul of the second half. That's his third, team's first. Erickson will stay in. Brandon Whitaker is going to go to the bench, and Nate Parker will come in. Parker saw some good minutes in the first half as well. Sydney will look to inbound the ball. They find Palmateer on the baseline. Palmateer outside three-point line. We'll give it back to Gravelin. Zips one over for Liam Matthews at the foul line. Tries to go to the interior for Hoskins. He couldn't get there, and Green will pick it up. And Erickson will work it up the floor on the left side. Green leading Sydney, 36-24 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor now for Parker. Parker looking for some options. He's kind of open enough to pull the trigger, but he doesn't. Instead, skips one over for Spencer Klump from downtown, buries it. Klump makes it 39-24 with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Here's Palmateer coast to coast. John Palmateer now with 5 points. Cuts it to 39-26, and Sydney trying to stop the bleeding. Green is across midcourt. They call out the offense. Sydney sitting in a little 2-3 zone, it looks like, here on defense. Klump dribbles in the arc, now reverses to the far side. They feed it inside for Walters, puts it up and in. Walters has got 20, and Green leads 41-26. Walters continues to show his dominance at the low post for the Green Trojans. Here's Harris, works one back out for Gravelin, and to the left side here for Palmateer. Palmateer thought about a straightaway three, didn't pull the trigger though. Now goes back to Harris, to the high post for Liam Matthews, left side Gravelin, down low on a cut here at the left low block for Matthews. He goes up and under, a little reverse layup here for Liam Matthews. He has 11, and that makes it Green 41, Sydney 28. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Here's Erickson across midcourt, picks up his dribble and goes back for Spencer Klump at the top of the arc. Now they zip one across for Parker, who steps in for a 15-footer on the right side baseline. No good. Palmateer, the guard, hustling in for the rebound. Palmateer again will get to the foul line. Stops. Dishes one out for Harris. Straight away for three. Left it short again. Harris just isn't quite getting enough air underneath that shot. Misses another one, and then a foul will be here on Liam Matthews underneath his first, team's first, with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. It is Green 41, Sydney 28. Klump across the midcourt timeline. Bounce pass for Parker. Parker will find Nate Erickson at the top of the key. Erickson back for Parker now. Holding on to it. Tries to feed it down low. Walters is double teamed this time, and the pass was too tall. There was just really no way to get that ball into him, trying to thread the needle there. And it was too tall and out of bounds. Ball back to Sydney. 3.5 to go in the third. Trojans leading the Warriors 41-28. Spot up jumper for Harris. Rattles in and out. Won't go. And another rebound here for Green. Sydney's really not getting any second chance opportunities. Green is doing a great job on the glass. Across the midcourt timeline here for Klump. Green working a little clock with a comfortable 41-28 lead. It was 29-24 at the half. But Green has really blown open the doors here to start this third quarter. Right side for Erickson. They'll reverse it. Good ball movement here by Green. They go to the high post for Berry. Pull-up jumper. Got it. Nate Berry now with 6, and Green is pulling away. They lead 43-28. Harris back down the floor in transition. Erickson is in his shorts. And a dribble drive here by Harris comes up with a foul on Erickson. That's his fourth and the team's second in the third quarter. Well, what will Chris Rice do here with one of his starters, Nate Erickson? He's got 9 points. Looks like he's going to leave him in with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Inbounds pass to Harris. Absorbs the contact, puts up a shot. It's short, out of bounds. Will stay with Sydney with 2:40 to go in the third. Now Erickson will come to the bench, and Tristan Austin will come in. Again, our score, Green at 43, Sydney 28. Gravelin with the basketball, inbounding it underneath the hoop as Sydney goes right to left. They'll work one into Palmateer. Baseline drive, back out at the foul line for Matthews. Spot up jumper, too strong. And the loose ball comes down to Evan Walters. Long outlet pass to Nate Berry. Berry wants to take it to the rim. Floating jumper in the lane, no good. Gets his own rebound, but he was over the back there of Ryan Harris with 2.5 to go. And now Berry and Harris having some words after the whistle there. with 2.5 to go. And we'll have a timeout taken here by the Green Trojans. It is Green 43, Sydney 28. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
2.5 to go, third quarter. Green boys leading Sydney 43-28. Last check I had from that UV Delhi game is that it was Delhi on top 15-13 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still an incredibly low score between the Storm and the Bulldogs over there tonight at Delaware Academy. Also saw some pictures. They were getting a little bit more snow than our neck of the woods over here. So around the MAC, you never know what kind of weather you're going to have. So please, if you're out on the roads, drive carefully tonight. 2:15 to go in the third. Here's Mikey Gravelin taking it to the rim. He is fouled. We'll see who it's on. I believe it's going to be here on Nate Parker. Let's see who it was officially. I know it's going to be on Barry, his third, team's fourth. Team foul situation, Green with four, Sydney with one. 2:13 to go in the third. Green leads 43-28, but here is Sydney's Mike Gravelin at the line. Gravelin's first shot is up and good. So here's our team leaders. Evan Walters with 20 points to lead Green. Liam Matthews with 11 points to lead Sydney. Gravelin now has five and can't get the second one to go. Rebound for Tristan Austin. And a long outlet pass ahead here for Spencer Klump, who will work it up the floor. Green still in control here, and they're taking their time on offense, burning some clock. They go to Tristan Austin, now to Klump at the top of the key, and they'll reverse it to the right side, skip it left side for Barry. Barry wants to take it to the rim, underneath for Walters, up off the glass, and good. Walters now with 22 off the sweet dish there from Barry, and Green leads 45-29. Sydney's unraveling a little bit here in the third quarter. Shot by Palmateer in transition, rebound for Barry, and he's done a little bit of everything here to help out Green in this third frame. Here is Klump, top of the key. Again, we'll go back to Barry. Barry with 6 points, but I've been impressed with his defense, his rebounding, his running in transition. Doing a little bit of everything, as I said. Left side of the floor now for Parker. Parker will find Klump and gets around Harris. Parker tried to dish one off there for Walters. Sydney saw it coming that time, 2-on-1 if they hurry. Graveling ahead for Palmateer, lays it up, and the left-handed layup was too strong. Green comes away with the rebound. Parker running ahead, gets around the defense and lays it in. And Nate Parker now with 4 points gives Green a 47-29 victory with a minute, or not a victory, a lead, I should say, with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Green trying to claim a victory here as a rebound by Evan Walters off the shot from Mikey Gravelin. Green quickly back in transition. They have all the pep in their step right now. Right side for Barry. Pump fakes on a three. Passes to the interior. It was knocked away. Walters looks a little tired, the 6'6 big man, from the up and down fast pace of this contest. Sure, he'll be welcoming the end of the third quarter here and maybe getting a little rest. Ball is loose underneath after Liam Matthews misses the shot, and Green will come up with the rebound. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Green leads 47-29. Parker, right side of the floor, will now go to Barry. Shot clock is off. Trojans can play for the last shot of the quarter if they wish. Now 8 seconds left. They'll go to Parker at the right baseline. Takes it down low. No good. Tristan Austin with a follow-up. It won't go. Liam Matthews with a half-court heave. Just a little too wide right. And the end of the third quarter. It is Green leading Sydney 47-29. Warriors have 8 minutes to try to figure this one out and get back in on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So at the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth now, Green with a big push to take a 47-29 advantage over Sydney, and the 6'6 big man Evan Walters fires in 22 points for the Trojans. He has been very strong here tonight, and Sydney hasn't found an answer for him yet. Fourth quarter is underway. Sydney in the maroon with the white trim going right to left. Here's Gravelin into the corner. Spot-up jumper for Palmateer from just inside the line. Won't go. Rebound for Liam Matthews. Takes it out. Right side baseline jumper. That one's off the mark. Harris with a rebound. Now for Palmateer. He wants a three. This one won't go. Matthews is there. Fourth time is the charm. Matthews with 13 points. And that's what Sydney hasn't been getting tonight. They've been really limited on the glass. That time they got four opportunities and came up with something. So Sydney looks a little energized coming out of that third quarter huddle. Now the ball is tapped out of bounds here as Matthews and Palmateer had a trap. Green lost it. Sydney will get it back. Still a lot of time left in this ballgame. It's a big hole for Sydney, but it's something we've seen done here on this floor as Green was trailing by 16 to UV earlier in the year, came back and won that game. Here's Palmateer for three on the left wing side. He's got it. He's got 8 points. And Sydney still has life. It's 47-34 with 7 minutes to go in this contest. Now a foul on Palmateer as Klump got over the half-court timeline in front of the scorer's table. Palmateer with a little bit of a body. Team foul situation. Green with four, Sydney with two. That's the first personal on Palmateer. Stay tuned. After the fourth quarter, we'll have our post-game show with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, as well as ACCO Brands of Sydney. Erickson will get the ball in. Green going left to right. They're in the home whites with the green trim. Here's Nate Berry at the foul line. To the right side now for Nate Erickson. He's back in after sitting for a little bit. He's got four fouls. Berry with a spot-up jumper. He's fouled at the foul line by Liam Matthews. And so Berry's going to have a chance to shoot two. He's got 6 points, and he's looking to add to it here. With 6:52 to go in the fourth quarter, Green leading Sydney 47-34. So Berry will settle in for his first shot, and this one is short. And so it remains 47-34. Second shot coming here for Nate Berry. Looking to add to this Green lead. This one is no good, and a rebound goes right to Berry. Nobody boxed him out. He puts this one up. That one's too strong. Walters going for a rebound, and they're going to call a foul here on Walters. He's not happy with the call. Quickly talks to the official, but not going to change that one. That's his second and the team's fifth. So Green now with five team fouls, Sydney with three. And the Warriors trying to slice into this Trojans lead. They trail 47-34. With 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Gravelin up the floor. Walks across midcourt. Gravelin wants to spot up for three. This one is off the back of the rim. Ball is still in play. Out of bounds. Officials are going to have a little conference here to see who last touched it. I don't think either of them had a great angle. And they're going to say it will stay with the Warriors. 6.5 to go. So Gravelin will inbound the basketball on the near side in front of the Sydney bench. Gets it into Ryan Harris. Now to Matt Hoskins. Hoskins back for Harris. Tried to go right back to Hoskins. He wasn't expecting it. Flew right over his shoulder and into the hands of the Green Trojans. And now Erickson will work it up the floor. With 6:15 left here at Green tonight. It is the Trojans leading the Warriors 47-34. Here's Erickson. Now into the corner for Parker. Parker to the high post for Nate Berry. Down low for Walters. Catches that one and dumps it in. Walters with 24, doing the work of a man. It's 49-34. Palmateer wants to take it right to the rim for Sidney. He's fouled there. And a foul is going to be on Spencer Klump. So that's Green's sixth foul as a team. And Palmateer was in the act of shooting, so he'll go to the line. First foul on Spencer Klump. And the sixth, as I said, against GCS. 5:57 to go in the fourth. Palmateer to the line, settles in, first shot, good. So Palmateer now with 9 points. Colby Finch, Levi Green back in. Hoskins and Harris will have a seat here for the Sidney Warriors. Again, with 5:57 to go in the fourth quarter, Palmateer and Sidney trying to chip away at this lead. Palmateer's second shot, this one won't go down. Rebound to Erickson, and he taps one ahead, but it was stolen right back here by Colby Finch and into the hands of Levi Green. Green works it into the interior for Colby Finch. Turnaround shot is an air ball off the mark and no good. And back up the floor they come. Here's another update. End of the third quarter, Delhi leads UV 21-19. So that is still a low-scoring game over at DA. It looks like it could go down to the wire. We'll keep you posted on that with 5.5 to go. UV, after that loss here to Green early in the season, can't afford too many more league losses like that. They can pile up. You know, it's starting to be middle part of the season. Teams start to separate themselves out in the league standings. Left side of the floor here for Nate Berry. Now dishes one off with one on the shot clock to Evan Walters. He's fouled. And Walters has just been fantastic tonight. He's got 24 points, and he'll look to add to it at the line. They've done a great job of getting it to him in the post, and he's just used his size advantage to seal off and get some good looks. Walter's first shot is a line drive, in and out, no good. Score remains 49-35. Green on top of Sidney. Join us tomorrow night. Franklin Boys will be hosting Oxford, a little Tri-Valley versus Mac matchup. That game will be at 7 o'clock right here on WCDO. Second shot for Walters is no good. Sidney with the rebound. Levi Green ahead for Leah Matthews. His shot won't go. Matthews gets his own rebound, throws it off the leg of Erickson. Out of bounds, so the ball will stay with the Sidney Warriors. Sidney doing a much better job here in the fourth quarter. A lot more energy than they had in the third. And they're playing much more like they did in the first half. It was just really that third quarter, just kind of a letdown, I believe, for Sidney. And Green really came out shooting the ball well and played with a lot more pep. Sidney gets it in. Here's Levi Green. Across for Palmateer for three. Left it short. Skim the front of the rim. Colby Finch searching for the rebound, but Walters will scoop it up. They'll say Walters stepped on the line as those two wrestled and scrambled for it. And the ball will go back to Green. Actually, it was Finch who touched it and was on the line. So the ball does go to Green. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Green leads 49-35. They can take their time and try to chew it up a little bit here on their home floor if they wish. Parker in the corner, skips across now for Brandon Whitaker, who's back in, now for Erickson. Backdoor cut for Berry, was tipped away. Finch saw it coming and was able to punch it free. Ball out of bounds and will stay with the Trojans. 4.5 to go. Green leading 49-35. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. It's a great week of basketball. We're doing 4 games in 5 nights. Parker finds Berry in the corner, left side. So this is game 2 of 4 this week. Erickson, a three, right side, rattles it in. Nate Erickson from deep with the perfect shot there, and he's got 12 points. And it's 52-35 as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Green leading Sidney. Palmateer, top of the key. Now leaves it for Matthews at the left elbow. Back across, Levi Green spots up for three. Just can't get it. Rebound. Good battle there between Walters and Matthews. I believe they're going to get a foul here on Liam Matthews. That is a foul there on Liam, so that's going to be his third and the team's fifth. Team foul situation, Green with 6, Sidney with 5. Brandon Whitaker will walk it up the floor here. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Whitaker gets around a screen. Will get the ball back now. Finds Parker across for Erickson. 20 on the shot clock. They'll go left side for Whitaker, and now back to Erickson. Green trying to whittle away here and pick up a victory on their home floor. 3 second call on Walters, who was setting up his camping tent in there and stayed a little too long. Walters is going to head to the bench. He's getting a nice ovation from the Green crowd. He's got 24 tonight. And into the ball game now for the first time tonight will be Nolan Butler. But again, another guy coming off the bench, a junior who's 6'2". What they got in the water over here in Green? These guys are all really, really tall. 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. Green 52, Sydney 35. And now a steal by the Green Trojans. Here's Brandon Whitaker in the backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt timeline, and Green will settle in on offense. They'll work it around. Join us on Friday as well. We'll have the Harpersville boys at BG for a 7:15 tip-off. In the meantime, Green's going to take a timeout. 3:09 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Green 52, Sydney 35. We'll be back on WCDO.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:09 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Green leading Sydney 52-35. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining me tonight on WCDO. It's great to have you along. As again, we're doing four games this week, pretty much Tuesday through Friday. Tomorrow we'll have Oxford boys at Franklin, and then on Friday, Harpersville boys are at BG. So tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and Friday at 7:15. Sydney with the basketball. John Palmateer pulls up for a three ball straight away. Can't get it to go. Both teams fighting and scrambling for it on the baseline. Last touch by Liam Matthews, so the ball goes here to Green. Sydney's going to come with full court pressure, trying any last desperation gasp that they can here to pull back into this game. It was 29-24 at the half. Green was ahead. It had been very, very tight, but the third quarter really created some separation. Here is Brandon Whitaker down the floor, safely back into the hands of Nate Erickson. I've been so impressed. He's played with four fouls here for a lot of the second half and has done a good job not picking up that fifth. Erickson just killed about 10 seconds or so there, dribbling around and just working some of that clock. Five on the shot clock now. Erickson will get into the paint, leaves it back off for Whitaker, steps up for three, won't go. Rebound here for Colby Finch. Finch was fouled. No, they'll say he traveled. When he brought that ball down, he fell down to his side and traveled. So I thought maybe they were going to say he was fouled, but they'll say he traveled. Sydney's going to go to the bench. Palmateer will come out. Harris will come out. Matthews will go to the bench. And a couple of new bodies will head into the game. Brandon Kane is now in here for Sydney. Levi Green is back in. Nick Gravel has checked into the ball game, as well as Glenn Rogers into the ball game now for Sydney with 2:12 left. So Coach Brzee saying, all right, guys, let's get some fresh bodies out there. Let's see what happens with 2:10 to go. Nice when everybody can get into the ball game. Here's Levi Green, left side, gets around a screen, will pick it up, and now we'll pass to the far side for Rogers. Rogers for Colby Finch. Turnaround shot for Finch is no good. Barry with a rebound with a minute 55 to go. This is a big win for Green. They lost to Sydney by two in overtime in a non-leaguer earlier in the year. And now to come back here on their home floor and pick up the one that you really need is that, you know, league win, and they're going to get it here tonight from the looks as they lead 52-35 with a minute 40 to go. Foul is going to be on Sydney's Colby Finch, his third, team sixth. So both teams with six fouls each. Green is also going to the bench. Nate Hurlbert will check in, as well as Nick Shoemaker. He's into the ball game. Robert Champlain will come in. So everybody getting to see some time on the floor here tonight. Green with a shot down low for Robert Champlain. And he's fouled as he goes up. And you won't believe it, folks, but he's a junior and he's 6'2". So a lot of size on this bench for Green. It's got to be great in practice as well. And, you know, when you can send your starting five up against another group of guys who are on your bench who can really work you in terms of having that height. And the first shot is up and no good for Robert Champlain. So the score remains 52-35 with a minute 40 to go. Second shot coming here for Champlain. Again, a big night here for Evan Walters. 24 points for Green. He was sensational. Champlain gets the second shot to go, much to the delight of the Green bench. A big roar for him and the Green fans. It's 53-35 with a minute and a half to go. Sydney with the basketball and the maroon with the white trim. Here's Levi Green, takes it down low. He's fouled as he slices and dices his way through the defense. And the senior guard wearing number 2 will head to the line here for Sydney. This is Levi Green. Green with some big minutes off the bench again here tonight, but still looking for his first points. Green's first shot is up and good. And now the second shot coming here for Levi Green. Green continues to go to the bench. Stephen Mills will check in. Minute and a half to go. And Levi Green for Sydney goes 1-for-2 with a minute 25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Green is going to pick up a nice victory here at home tonight. So make sure to stay tuned during the postgame show. We'll give you all our scoring summary of tonight's contest. Break down who our leaders were, and we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. As we come up on a minute to go in the fourth quarter, Green with a comfortable lead, 53-36. Ball is at midcourt. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. As that was Josh Titus, the sophomore, at midcourt. Was dribbling up the floor and doing a little fancy dribble, a little fancy show there. Glenn Rogers was able to take it away from him, and then Rogers was fouled as he brought it back down the floor. So Titus was getting a nice round of applause from the bench for some of those moves he was pulling off, so everyone cracking a smile here. But then he got his pocket picked, and I don't think Coach was so happy about that. So Rogers will go to the line. First shot is up and good for Glenn Rogers. So he gets the first one to go. It's 53-37 with a minute to go. Rogers, the junior, standing 6 foot tall. Second shot coming. Rogers gets this one to go. He's 2-for-2. And so it's 53-38. Green will bring it back up the floor on the left side. Pull up three ball here for the Trojans. Is off the back of the rim and no good. Brandon Kane with a rebound after that shot by Stephen Mills was too strong. 45 seconds left. Green is in the paint. Levi Green, that is. His shot won't go. Rebound back out. Nick Gravel with the shot. Left it short. Ball out of bounds. And we'll go back to the Trojans with 38 seconds left. And so this will make things interesting in the MAC standings. We'll have to see what happens with that Delhi and UV game tonight. That could really make things interesting. Steal on an inbounds pass here. Gravel pulls up for a jumper and buries it. Nick Gravel got the steal and the jumper to make it 53-40 with 25 seconds left. Trojans down the floor for perhaps the last time tonight. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds to go. Left side of the floor here for Josh Titus. Titus far side for Robert Champlain. The jumper is good, and the student section goes wild for Robert Champlain. It's 55-40. 5 seconds left. Sydney will get off one last shot here with Colby Finch. This one rattles in and out. That's going to do it. Our final score, the Green boys over Sydney, 55-40. A little different than the first game earlier in the year, where Sydney pulled out a 56-54 victory in overtime. Tonight, Green pulls away in the third quarter for the big MAC League victory. Again, our final score, 55-40, Green over Sydney. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
One last time here from Green Central School, our final score tonight, the Sydney boys falling to Green 55-40. And this one was a MAC contest here tonight. Unlike the first time these two teams met, it was technically a non-league game, so Sydney wins the first one, but Green wins this one tonight for the win in the MAC. Let's do our scoring summary. First for visiting Sydney, a team-high 13 points for Liam Matthews. John Palmateer chips in 9. Mikey Gravelin with 5. Ryan Harris with 5. Colby Finch with 3. As well as Glenn Rogers with 2. Nick Gravel with 2. And Levi Green with 1 to round out the scoring for the Sydney Warriors. For the Green Trojans, a game-high 24 points. Great showing tonight from Evan Walters, followed by 12 points from Nate Erickson, 6 from Nate Berry, 4 from Nate Parker, 3 from Alec Frere, and 3 from Spencer Crump. So this is the team of Nates. You have Nate Berry, Nate Parker, Nate Erickson, and Nate Hurlbert all on this team. But hey, with a name like Nate, it's got to be good, right? That's what I say. Let's give out our three awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Easy choice tonight. Evan Walters, 24 points from Green. He was, as I said, just really, really good. Sydney had no answer for him in the low post. So Evan Walters from Green receives our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Boy, this is a tough one here tonight. A couple of other choices from Green, but I'm going to give it to Nate Erickson with those 12 points. I thought he played really well with those 4 fouls and just did a little bit of everything and was, just brought a good push, especially in that third quarter. I thought Nate Berry was in the running for this too, but we'll go with Nate Erickson tonight for the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Liam Matthews gets this award tonight from Sydney, a team-high 13 points. I thought he did a little bit of everything, which is what the All-Purpose Award is about. He hustled, he got a lot of rebounds, he had to work very hard inside against the size of Green, so we will give Liam Matthews with 13 points our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. A big thank you to our in-game producer, Jim Tamayo, back in the WCDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. We'll be back tomorrow when the Franklin boys host Oxford at 7 o'clock, a 6:50 Butler Auto tip-off show, so join us for that. And again, our final score here tonight, the Green boys defeat Sydney at GCS 55-40. I'm Nate Lull. Stay safe, stay warm out there, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night on WCDO.